happy Sabbath, you all. How are you feeling today? Blessed? Good? I hear some good responses. That's so good. Okay, so today I would like to get to know you all a little better. So, I am going to ask you a couple of questions so that I can get to know you a little better. So, I am going to volunteer Leslie today. Valerie. Valerie, could you go up on the stage right there? Could you go up on the stage for me? Oh, beautiful. Don't y'all think she looks beautiful? Oh, yes. Very good. Andrew, could you give Valerie this microphone right here? And today, Valerie, I am going to have you speak very loudly and clear into the microphone so all of the congregation back here can hear you, okay? I am going to ask you a series of questions here, okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Very good. I can hear you clearly, Valerie. Question number one, what is your name?
Valerie.
What is your last name, Valerie?
Torres.
How old are you, Valerie?
9.
What did you have for breakfast this morning? Did you eat breakfast this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I tell you what, Valerie, was it a good breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, good. Best meal of the day. Can you share with me, Valerie, what is your mom's name?
Jocelyn.
What is your dad's name?
Byron.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
How old is he?
7.
What color is your dress?
Black.
Can you share with me, Valerie, what you learned in Sabbath school today?
I learned about when you look in somebody else, sometimes you and that person do something bad and you blame the other person, but you don't tell on yourself.
Amen. A lot of people in this church can understand that, huh? Okay, listen here very carefully. I'm going to ask you a really good question. If God asks you to do something big for him, would you do it even if you were scared?
Yes.
Do you think you would do a pretty good job for this big, magnificent God that we serve?
I don't know.
You don't know. That's a very good answer. I think a lot of us don't know that answer. Very good, Valerie. You've done such a great job. Can y'all give her a hand? The interview is over with. Oh my goodness, I was nervous for you, Valerie. That was a lot to get up in front of a lot of people, right? So, what do y'all think Valerie must have felt standing up there in the spotlight with everyone? Anyone think, can you tell me? Nervous. Wow. I thought she did such a good job with all those big bright lights on her, huh? Let me ask y'all something. Is it possible to hide when you're in the spotlight?
What was that?
No. I mean, where would you go? I mean, could you run away from that, Valerie? Not really. Everybody would think, oh my goodness, where is she going? Well, I tell you this. In the Bible, there's a couple of people in the Bible we know that were put in the spotlight. Like Saul, for example. He was put on the spotlight, literally, wasn't he? He was blinded for a bright light by Jesus. On the way, going to Damascus. Sawyer's whole life came under God's spotlight after being changed by Jesus. Remember this. People are like lights. We all shine at different levels. For an example, can y'all look at this table over here? See this table? Andrew, can you light that candle for me, please? Look at the table over here. There are different lights. Can you all decide? Can you get it, Andrew? Y'all, he's down on his job. Your light is not shining. That's not good. Okay. It's okay. Let's get it here. Hold on 1 second. I bet I can get it. Those aren't the things you expect to happen. Okay, great. Now, Andrew, can you hold that for me? Okay, so look at the different lights and decide which is the strongest and which is the weakest. Can y'all tell me which is the stronger light? That one is the stronger light? Okay, I have another question for you. What do we use this one for? What do we use that one for? What is that light called? A flashlight. Very good. And we use it for, what did you say, Valerie?
Camping.
We can use it for camping. Any other reasons why we might use a flashlight? To read a book at night. Oh, good. So that's a pretty bright light, right? So we have two different lights. They are used for two different purposes. Again, people are like lights. We all shine at different levels, but we all have to work, a work to do for Jesus. Jesus had a work for Sawyer and for Moses both, whose speech Moses was so slow that he could not speak openly very well, could he? He had a very slow speech, and neither one of Sawyer nor Jesus didn't want to do the work for Jesus. They tried to run away from their jobs with Jesus, but Jesus still loved them anyway, and he helped them to see what is important. And that is what our message is about today. God's love is like a light in dark places. You can achieve anything, no matter how scared you are, like Valerie was when she was standing up there getting interviewed with that big spotlight on her. Sometimes we are in the spotlight, and sometimes we may be a little nervous. But even if we're nervous, and no matter what your physical handicaps might be, no matter how scared you might be, God will use each and every last one of us here in this whole congregation. He will use us to accomplish his work, and he will complete the work in us. So we should have no fear. Thank you so much for volunteering today. Valerie, you did such a good job. Now, would anyone like to be in the spotlight again and go and pray?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody in the church. Thank you that we learn about you, and that every day we get closer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, William and Valerie, and all the participants in here.